I'm Tommy Gimler. You know, pretty much every week here at the Daily Upper Decker, we'd like to highlight athletes getting arrested because, let's face it, rape, murder, and domestic violence have become just as much of a part of the sporting world as concussions, touchdowns, Tom Brady, and the WNBA. So what we do here pretty much every week at the Daily Upper Decker is a segment called The Pile, where we talk about athletes from the high school ranks to the professional ranks, those athletes who have been arrested, why they've been arrested. We like to present a defense for them, and then usually the fabulous T-Sean rules on whether or not they're guilty, not guilty, or should just be sentenced to having to pick up garbage on the side of the road just for the fuck of it. It's called The Pile. It's a great segment. It's one of my favorites here at the Daily Upper Decker. Check us out at dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and of course, we're on Vine. So with that in mind, it was another banner year of athletes getting arrested in 2015. And to commemorate such a banner year, the Daily Upper Decker presents the greatest hits of The Pile.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
2015's best of The Pile. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Pile. Barry Murphy, first up here in the pile. It really hasn't been a very, it really was not a very busy November. It really wasn't. So we had to dig deep here. First on the list, former Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall was arrested following an incident at a Kansas casino in which he threatened and assaulted law enforcement officials.
There's some basic things here that you didn't mention here. My client, who was promised a lot by the Dallas Cowboys this year,
it takes a lot to get cut from that team.
Yeah, Jerry Jones took him to a brothel and he said, look, you're going to be our starting running back. He laid it out for him. He goes, we're going to have to do this three-headed monster thing just to pretend like we have a lot of going. But you're our guy. He promised him a lot of things. And he said, do me a favor. If you're ever going to assault a law officer, you know, do it in another state. And Joseph did. Joseph didn't do it in Texas. He went to Kansas, just like Jerry asked. And I think this is a misdemeanor at best.
I can't believe, I didn't even know there was a casino in Kansas, much less like casinos. Now, it started at a blackjack table, so he must have been getting his ass kicked.
We've all been there, Judge. We've all been there.
I believe this was a riverboat casino as well.
No, yeah. Joseph doesn't like water. He gets seasick.
Do you think he's back on the team? Because he did listen
because
to the
owner. Because he got arrested while he wasn't.
Well, I hope he's still getting paid because my retainer is no joke.
Let's bring him in. We got to get this guy on our team. Jerry, you had him on the team a couple weeks ago.
That's for all you political fans, too. That was a little Ross Perot-y of you.
Let's bring him in.
There's a name.
We threaten officials. I mean...
All the facts of the case have been presented, I think.
I have slides if you want to know.
I think he should have to go back and play for the Cowboys.
And that's his sentence.
More, there we go. You must.
The fabulous T-Sean has rules.
Keep getting them checks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he should have to play because I think that's a team that's looking pretty rough right now.
All right. Well, moving on here in the pile. That's a fair ruling, I believe. Very fair and honorable judge. Moving on here in the pile, I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's last name. It's Preston.
He's French.
Guiri?
It's Guiri. Guiri. It's French.
G-U-I-L. Yes. Guillory? I don't think so. I think it's Guiri. TCU pitcher arrested after punching both a man and a woman on a party bus. That's one hell of a party right there.
So, again, another time where all the facts aren't listed. Preston was driving the bus, actually. He was sober.
That's a big wheel, Your Honor.
And what happened
That's
was
a big wheel.
The woman came up to him and was making fun of his name for being French, and he said, please sit down, ma'am, like multiple times. It's all on someone's iPhone, I believe. And then she threatened to punch him, and he said, I'm not going to punch you, but I'll punch him. And she punched the guy, you know, that he was with as a statement of, I'm not going to hurt women. I think if anything, little kids should learn from this, you know.
I'm still stuck on his name. Preston Guillory, do we think?
It's Guya.
Guillory.
Guillory, right? And if you put two L's together, right?
Watch me.
My ruling on this, I really feel that the party bus is kind of like, well, not unlike what I just mentioned with the floating casinos. It's kind of like being on international water. And so it's kind of free reign in a party bus. You can do whatever you need to, whether that's fighting or drugs or what have you. And so I don't think that's really my jurisdiction.
Okay.
So
dismissed.
A continuance.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can continue. I think it's a dismissal.
And I think for the record, that's like the fourth TCU baseball player.
Golly,
to get fucking arrested this year.
They're just looking for some attention, you know. The football team's been good for the last couple of years, so they're just trying to get a little press.
All right, moving on here in the world of arrested baseball players. Well, at least this one's a former baseball player. Russell Branyon. He played for the Brewers 1 year, and I think he still owns the record, or someone may have beaten it this year, for the longest home run ever hit at Miller Park.
He does, Your Honor.
Guess how many teams this guy played for? Russell Branyon.
11.
11? Was it on there?
No.
No, it is. It's correct. 11 different teams. That's damn near half the league.
Everybody wanted him.
So the former MLB player Russell Branyon arrested for aggravated burglary after he broke into his ex-wife's house and stole a few things and then turned the thermostat all the way down so he could make the house as cold as possible on his way out.
Little touch of class.
That's like a Wet Bandits move there from the guys in Home Alone. That's a total Wet Bandits move.
So here's another case where I would like the word stole stricken from the record.
Objection.
Russell's ex-wife, Mindy, who works at Hooters, the stuff was his in the first place. He was taking it back, and this whole turning the thermostat up, again, this is something that kids should think about, because did he kill her Sharpay? Did he poop on her bed? No, he didn't do any of those things. He turned the thermostat up. You know what she did when she got home? She turned it down.
I believe it was down. Turned it down.
Turned it all the way down.
Yeah,
so
and then
it was cold.
She turned it up. What you do the math.
I think he just wanted the room to be as cold as her heart.
Exactly.
Ruthless bitch.
Exactly.
I don't even know what role you play in these proceedings here with this yelling.
You're the athlete's best friend here.
I actually think he was trying to save her some money by turning down the thermostat. Oh. Clearly, she was using too much heat, and. He was probably paying for the house.
He was definitely paying for the house.
And he was reborrowing things.
And it's not like Russell Branyon has a lot of money either. You know, right. It seems when you play for 11 teams, it's usually like you're playing for the league minimum, especially the last
That's
six.
True. And he's like, I got the longest home run in Miller Park. And they're like, it's like minor leagues. We don't even know. Like, what is that?
I mean, you can set up a table at the back of the shoe carnival if you want to sign some autographs. You can. It's all right. We're not going to charge you, but... the next time, maybe somebody give us a call.
I feel like his fate's kind of shitty right now anyway. So what's one of my favorites I like to dole out? Nah, we'll have him pick up some garbage at the side of the freeway.
All right. That's a good one. All right.
We'll take it.
He'll probably steal it. Moving on here. Final one up. Final guy here in the pile. Julian Jones, University of Illinois linebacker, arrested for an unwanted fingering, believe it or not. That's very rare, especially on a college campus. Chicks love getting fingered on college campuses. I know from experience, dude.
Yeah.
Murph, defend your fingerer.
Well, here's the hard part about this, Your Honor. What really is, and you got to look yourself in the mirror, what really is unwanted fingering? You know what I mean? According to Statute 27B12, it still hasn't been defined. And the truth of it is, there's a time limit when it's unwanted, but then it's wanted.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing most women will admit. I have a few character witnesses I can bring up. One is sleeping in the room. Right, I don't want to wake her up. But I had conversations with her where for the first 3 to 9 seconds, she's like, I'm not into it. And then the juice comes, and she's into it.
What if he just had, like, really gross hands? Like, what if he's a really nice guy? Like, maybe she just really, like, zoned in on his hands.
I knew Julian as a young man, and he was... probably a little too much a fan of the Doritos. And so he was known to have fairly gross hands. And his fingers were not savory at all.
They're like Dr. J fingers, you know, like corkscrews. Like that's uncomfortable.
Judge, though, and hitting on what you're saying right now, you have to give him credit for taking your advice. He went from He went from unwanted butt fucking to unwanted fingering.
He's learning. He's turned a corner.
It's
a big corner to turn.
He's trying to learn. Yeah. I appreciate that. I like the effort. I think I'm going to, based on this, I think 2 years working in a nail salon, and
he'll learn some
hygiene.
The pile.
This one, guys, I'm so happy. If I would have made this bet, if we would have been doing this podcast 20 years ago, I would be collecting today. Lawrence Phillips,
who
first
was
up here in the
such
pile.
A good running back, by the way.
He was such a great running back.
He was very talented.
Off the field, man. He may have had more run-ins with the police than NFL touchdowns. Can we get you on that? Do you agree? Lawrence Phillips?
Yeah, probably.
From the minute this guy was at Nebraska. Yeah.
Didn't he get suspended for like 2 games for dragging his girlfriend down the stairs by her hair?
Yeah.
And then played in the national championship and just dominated Florida.
And then Tom Osborne went on to become a senator.
Yeah. He did leave after Lawrence Phillips. Oh, Larry. Cousin Larry, we called him in my family.
Lawrence Phillips. So the troubled running back, the former Rams running back, who was already in prison for twice choking his girlfriend and then running over three teens.
Don't forget
his
he also played for the Alouettes.
Did he really?
Yeah, Canadian Football League, because he couldn't stay out of American prison.
Did he play in the XFL or was he already in prison
at that point? He played everywhere. He played Europe, XFL, he did it, arena ball, he did it all.
You once played for John Bon Jovi. Rakish, get on that. Well, anyway, he's now suspected of murdering his cellmate.
Yeah. Well, you do what you know wherever you're at.
Who, 37-year-old Damien Soward, who was facing 82 years for murder.
This is a bad man he just killed. And
so, you know, he should almost be getting, like, thank you cards.
He really should
from
be,
the
actually.
State.
Oh, wait, do I get to defend him? Because I have
Yeah, you get to defend oh, okay, him. You oh, get to defend him. All right.
I mean, I think
Andy Ostroff, defend Lawrence Phillips.
I need my support.
Well, actually, I'm not pushing for an actual defense for this case. I'm actually looking for a transfer. And I was hoping that Lawrence Phillips could get transferred to Massachusetts because I hear that Johar Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber, needs a new cellmate. This way the state can save face and avoid the death penalty. Just have him room with Lawrence Phillips. I think we can, you know, Lawrence Phillips could turn into an American hero.
Really? Yeah, that's
you
it.
Know? Keeping death penalty statistics off the books since 2015. Lawrence Phillips.
There's no one who deserves an 11th chance like Lawrence Phillips.
You've been defending, you defended at least 100 of these felons, these arrestees, if you will, and that may be the greatest defense I've ever heard from attorney Andy Ostroff.
Oh, thank you.
That was
just a very American one. Yeah. Wait to your number two.
Moving on in the pile, AJ Puke, or is it AJ Puck? P-U-K? AJ Puke and Kirby Sneed. They're both University of Florida pitchers. They're arrested for felony trespass after climbing a crane on a construction site without permission. And I guess that's the important part, without permission. I think they would have gotten in trouble with permission.
Were they doing parkour?
Yes.
Sounds like they were.
They were training. This is part of my defense.
All right, Andy Ostroff, defend these two guys.
I'm just going to chalk this one up to boys will be boys. They get arrested for climbing a crane.
Who hasn't done that?
Seriously, this is the lamest thing we've ever had to defend on the pile. We just went from murdering a cellmate to climbing a crane. They didn't even get in trouble for damaging anything.
It's like dating a bipolar chick.
I want this
chicken.
Thrown out.
Well, you know, what's interesting is when there's no prosecution, it does bode well for the defense, and I rule in favor of the defense again.
All right.
The DA is golfing today on this one. Yeah, all right. Very good. Moving on here in the pile, Chris Thompson. Not a good week for the University of Florida here.
No, man.
The Gators wide receiver arrested for simple battery after scratching his girlfriend during an attempt to get his phone back during an argument over a text he received from another girl. Andy Ostroff, defend Chris Thompson.
Well, I looked up the term simple battery, and in the state of Florida, it is also known as, I'm quoting, dating violence. That is
simple.
The term. Dating violence. Doesn't sound like a good date.
And that's the kind of hard-hitting investigative reporting you'll get here at the Daily Upper Decker. DailyUpperDecker.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Daily Upper Deck. Also find us on Vine.
Anyways, I'm going to chalk this one up with the defense of bitches shouldn't be stealing motherfuckers' phones or you're going to get scratched.
I'm struggling with what element of this is girlier. The scratching or the... I mean, there's just like... it's.
I suspect that she took his phone and he just tried to get it back and somebody called the cops. She was like, give it, give it, give it. She was like, no, no, no.
I think the scratch
someone's
is just
like,
a warning.
Someone's like, that looks like simple battery.
Oh my God! Is that like it's, you know how like in Wisconsin at least
like,
you
oh can, someone doing dating violence down here at the Waffle House?
You could get like an award. You get an award if you like tattle on a drunk driver. Is that maybe in Florida now? Like you can get $50 if you like call in for simple battery. That is simple battery. That is simple battery.
But this is scratching. Like this is.
I think he was trying to send a message, just a warning. Like hey.
I think Chris Thompson is embarrassed that his act, regardless of how it's gauged,
long fingernails
was called scratching.
I think that's number one. Chris Thompson, you need to cut your fingernails. Number two, you need to get a password on your phone. Well, if you're getting texts from other girls, then you need to get a password on your phone.
And if he's scratching, I actually think he's probably guilty of like more drug related kind of things. Yeah, there's always the guy with the long pinky.
Just
right?
One pinky was pinky scratching.
I don't even know. Do
we have a ruling on it?
She gets to scratch him back.
We got ourselves a scratch off. We scratch off on Saturday. All the money goes to the
perfect.
Moving on here in the pile.
I think it's actually going to be better than the big fight coming up.
The scratch off at
Gainesville.
Bunch
of fucking old guys that finally are like, all right, we'll make $150 million each. But that's an aside. Sorry, that's not very honorable of me, is it?
No, Your Honor. Moving on here in the pile, Dwight Jones, former UNC football player, arrested for felony killing of an animal by starvation after he starved his dog to death.
This touches a nerve with me.
This was just a simple misunderstanding.
All right.
His roommate was supposed to feed the dog, but Dwight Jones didn't realize that his roommate, Jabel Tyus Peppermill, had moved out.
He didn't realize his roommate had moved out.
Your Honor, how do you rule on this?
He was too busy eating all the dog food.
That's a tough one. I didn't see that one coming. I mean, if he did, if it was his roommate who ate the dog food, that's a tough one.
Dwight Jones ate all the dog food.
I sentenced Dwight Jones to 12 years of...
getting scratched.
Of living with Chris Thompson.
His roommate is like, damn it, who put the dog food in the Cheerios container? You know that's one for the Cheerios. All right, one more here in the pile. Thabo Sefolosha. Sefolosha?
Sefolosha,
I think. Yeah.
Sefolosha, yeah.
Sefolosha.
Tabo.
Tabo Sefolosha. How about Steve Jones and Pero Antic? Both Atlanta Hawks forwards were arrested at a New York nightclub where Pacers forward Chris Copeland was stabbed. And during the arrest, Sefolosha reportedly suffered a broken leg. Defend your clients.
The cops beat the shit out of him. It was 7-on-1. Do you think that's a little excessive? A tibia fracture is a common occurrence when you're getting beaten with a nightstick. I think he's got a little settlement ahead of him. That's my defense.
I would like to add in, what's interesting about this is it's like the NBA Players Association and the NBA are investigating the NYPD.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's pretty. Yeah,
that's an unbelievable headline. Like the NBA is investigating the NYPD. I don't think anyone should be able to investigate the NYPD other than like the government or the FBI or anything like that. I don't think a sports league, a nonprofit, should
they
be
got
able
more
to
money than
the
FBI,
the
man. They can do what
yes,
they want.
They do.
And I really think maybe NBA players should stay away from this particular nightclub.
Why? Because one got stabbed and two got the shit kicked out of them by cops?
I think that's my recommendation.
All right.
The Pile.
Judge Tishon Phillips in-house. All of today's filth balls, all of today's felons will be represented by the distinguished Andy Ostroff.
Alleged felons.
Of course.
Allegedly
distinguished. Of course.
Oh, I thought we were... We were going in a different direction with that.
All right, here we go. First up in the pile, TCU defensive end Mike Tuua. He's probably from Hawaii. And Andre Pettis Wilson are accused of kicking and punching a student and then stealing his case of Keystone Light. Hmm. They're like $6, aren't they?
Per case?
So at least it's not going to be a felony, probably. For a case, seven. Andy Ostroff, defend your client.
Actually, this is just a big misunderstanding.
How many times have you started? Now, this is your last pile for at least this year. How many times have you started out your defense with that?
Maybe 99% of the time.
And it works, so don't change it up. Yeah. Keyshawn Phillips just loves your argument.
Yeah. It is. I mean, what happened was the kid with the Keystone Light was incredibly drunk because he was working on his second case of Keystone Light. He fell, dropped the case on him. That's 30 beers, man. That's heavy. That can cause a lot of bruising if it falls on your face. Fell on his face. Mike Tuau and Andres Pettis Wilson were just walking by, noticed that there was a case of Keystone Light sitting there, and they're at that age where they're like, well, you can't waste beer. It's just going to skunk if it sits out here in the hot Texas sun. Let's take it. And the kid woke up and was like, where's my fucking Keystone Light? Saw his friends drinking it and was like, these guys beat me up and took it. Feel bad for me. That's it.
I'm not a fan of this one.
No, I actually think this is a case of mistaken identity, as in they thought it was actually a case of better beer. And so, you know, I don't know if that really gets them off the hook. I say my punishment for the rest of their collegiate careers, they can only drink Keystone Light.
Oh, I like it. I think that's very fair.
Even on the field. In their water bottles.
No, don't think you're maturing and your taste buds are reflecting some sort of new fabulousness that you discover at the pub. Keystone Light only.
Guys, we're going to move on here in the pile. It's not very Christian lately here at TCU, Texas Christian University.
It's Texas non-Christian university.
Outfielder Connor Beck was found asleep behind the wheel of his pickup parked at a 7-Eleven at 5 a.m. When police knocked on the window to wake him up, he tried to take off and he hit a squad car. He then continued to resist arrest. And I'll tell you what, it's probably that kind of like persistence and no quit in him that helped him land a spot on the TCU baseball team.
Yeah.
Andy Ostroff, defend your client.
Well, you know something? I am not going to defend him here because he is trying to work at a career as a Major League Baseball player. And from this story, it sounds like he's ready for that.
He's well on his way.
That is. There's all this different brands of career.
Baseball player.
Yeah, very, very different kinds
this dude
of career
ready
training.
Sign him up.
Yeah, it all.
I will be also representing him as his agent.
Let's see.
I said you have a law degree.
And he but it sounds like he got arrested. And I mean, I don't. You know, this shit happens, man. This feels a lot like Friday Night Lights. All these storylines feel like right out of that.
That's it. That's all he did.
I just don't find this that grave. I'm like this should be expected actually. So I'm sorry, officer, but it doesn't seem like he was endangered. It was just some shenanigans and you know anything around the 7-Eleven. I don't know.
Boys will be boys.
And I'll tell you what, Connor Beck.
More of a boys will be boys.
Just Connor Beck, baseball player at TCU. He sounds like he can afford a better defense than Andy Ostroff. I'll tell you that right there. He sounds like he's had people come to his defense before.
Well, that could be.
Like mom and dad, yeah.
Maybe.
Guys, this one is a tad more serious. This one isn't expected. Former Tampa Bay Rays minor leaguer Brandon Martin was arrested for murdering his father, uncle, and then an ADT security system installer. I don't know, he's trying to prove a point there. He looks rather happy about it, too, in his mugshot. Guys, Randy Ostroff, defend this guy.
It really doesn't look good for ADT here, does it? That house was not secure.
That was not secure.
And I'm willing to bet that it was an inside job from Brinks Home Security.
Ooh.
Trying to make ADT look bad.
Right.
Corner that market.
That was his name, his nickname in the minor leagues, too. Brandon Brinks Martin.
Yeah, there we go. So,
sounds like he's better at murdering people than he was at baseball, that's for sure. He only lasted a couple of years in the minor leagues.
It could actually.
But in the murdering leagues, he is a rising star.
California Penal League. Yeah. He's going to be the number one pick this year.
And what's good too is he left the women and children alone. So you know, it's just,
and he didn't kill himself. You know, true hero.
But
true
but hero. I think he was able to maintain his disposition because of this. I like this notion that it's sort of it was an insider business kind of thing, and you know, with a convoluted conspiracy, which I know that you're fond of, Tommy. So,
well, nonetheless, he's got to get at least 40 years.
For this. Yeah, give him 40 years, maybe even the chair. I don't know, but
oh yeah, no, he's going to be put to death by executions. All right, moving on here in the pile, guys. Clayton Stoner, the Anaheim Ducks defenseman, arrested and charged, surprisingly, not for weed use, but for illegally hunting a grizzly bear in 2013. Up in Vancouver, they're slow. Or it was up in British Columbia. They're slow to prosecute here. That was 2 years ago. Clayton Stoner, Andy Ostroff, defend your client.
I think we all just need to relax here. It's not like he killed Cecil the Lion.
Oh, I like it. Good callback.
I believe this was the bear that was the logo for the NBA team, though. So it was kind of the same.
The Vancouver Grizzlies. The Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, how many? Yeah. Not many grizzly bears run around Memphis, right?
Yeah, not that many. No, not.
They could have been called the Memphis Bullets.
They should have adopted. Someone should be the Bullets. And the Bullets bringing it back around.
The Memphis
AIDS. They could have changed it from the Grizz to the Grills. Yeah. I mean, like gold teeth, yeah. Like that shit.
That would have been more apropos.
All right, what are we doing to Stoner?
Stoner, let's
stone
see.
Him.
I think it should be he gets hunted for a day.
Like Ice-T and surviving the game.
Right. So, there's a precedent for this, clearly.
Or what about, putting him out in the middle of the woods, and then, you open up the cage of a grizzly bear. He gets no gun or anything like that. He's got to make it out of the woods. If you make it out, you're innocent. It's almost like a trial by
a hungry grizzly bear. Yeah. Right. And he's got sausages strapped to him.
That's really karma at work right there. Like, if you get out, I'm all for that.
Karma works at the strip club.
He's like that deodorant commercial with Kurt Zippel in it where he's got steaks on him. He's got a jacket of steaks.
Yeah, so either he gets hunted by humans or bears, but this has to happen.
I like it. All right, last item up for discussion here in the pile. Two Purdue football players, Evan Cooper and David Rose, arrested for stealing bikes on campus. Can these guys not get anything?
No, they can't get anything.
How do you not give a football player a free bike? You're giving them fucking free cars, right? How do you not give them bikes? Who's stealing a bike? I bet you the players at Indiana get bikes. Purdue, is that how far the Purdue football program has fallen that you can't even get your players bikes?
They get basketballs at Indiana. I mean, that's just it. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about these
Andy
guys.
Andy Ostroff.
You know what? Fuck it. David Rose, innocent. Let's just prosecute Evan Cooper because he spells his name weird.
I like it, yeah.
Oh, E-V-Y-N. Pick on the one guy. Yeah, yeah. I agree. Rose, you have to work in the cafeteria for 2 months.
Yeah, Evan Cooper.
Evan Cooper, you go in the slammer, my friend. Terrible name.
You have to transfer to Bowling Green.
Evan, right. E-V-Y-N.
The Pile.
Bizarro T-shirt.
A speed episode of The Pile. Murph, you have 30 seconds to defend your
Derek
clients.
Fisher?
Here we go.
He's sitting next to me. So I'd like to defend him.
Please keep him quiet.
The black Mr.
He's
Clean.
Fingering
here we
my
go.
Wife. Hold on a second.
All right, guys. Matt Barnes, Derek Fisher. The Grizzlies forward, which I don't think a lot of people know that, is that Matt Barnes is now in the Grizzlies. The police are going to love him there in Memphis.
Oh, it's a good pickup.
He does love barbecue, though.
Barnes sounds like someone who would have a residence in Arkansas right across the river. Here we go. The Grizzlies forward allegedly drove 95 miles to beat the shit out of the Knicks head coach for smushing his ex-girlfriend. Murph, defend Matt Barnes.
Oh, I'm defending Matt Barnes. Yeah. I was ready to go full prosecutor.
No, you could easily defend Derek Fisher for nailing his ex-girlfriend. Did you see her side boob? She's unbelievable.
Here's the thing about Miss...
In a good way?
Yes.
Ah.
My client was simply at practice. He's now on a 50-win team who's arguably, they're on the verge. They just signed their superstar. He's trying to be a piece in there, a lot of his experience, and all of a sudden, his beeper blows up. With a 911, he's worried about his kids. He's got to leave practice. Mm. the continuity that he's trying to get with his team, and he's got to go to a house where a guy named Derek Fisher, who on paper everyone believes that this guy's a great guy. This is the same guy who signed with the Utah Jazz and found something in his contract to get out of it, saying, oh, my daughter's going blind.
Yeah, yeah.
And he re-signs with the team that the Utah Jazz is trying to beat. This is the same guy who last year all he had to do was tank 3 games for the number one pick and decides all of a sudden out of nowhere I'm going to be a good coach.
I'm gonna coach, yep.
And he's flying to the West Coast to go after my client's ex-wife. This man is reprehensible. All my client did was get some neck tattoos. That's the only thing he's ever done wrong. He sticks up for his teammates. He defends Kobe Bryant, everybody. Derek Fisher's a bad human being. He's a bad human being, and you cannot prosecute my client.
Wow, that's beautiful, I think.
That was well said, because there were a lot of details in there, and it was tough to follow, but number of details,
there's a written document right in front of you that with all the facts.
Ooh, let me. I'll have to review that in chambers.
I didn't think we need to go over Exhibit A through Z.
I will review them in chambers. Thank you very much, counselor. I'm a little concerned about the kind of vehicle, though. Matt Barnes might have driven 95 miles. It feels like it was either a fast or slow vehicle. I'd love to know, as far as, again, you presented a lot of great details.
I bet you he grabbed Zach Randolph's Prius.
Mr. Barnes gets paid an adequate salary, but it is in the lower percentile. And so, he went to John Elway Toyota in Manhattan Beach. He got himself a Camry. It's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
So, yeah, so those 95 miles are only like 31 miles.
You could use that left lane, yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
And he had Gordon Hayward with him in the passenger seat. He's a good guy, so they can go in the SUV lane.
We need a ruling here, Judge.
Correct. I believe these guys should officially hug it out. Please hug it out. Hug it out. I mean, this is a lady problem, and
I object.
I think that I think he could probably, like, on his taxes, kind of itemize the 95 miles. For some good.
I've never done this in a courtroom before, but I need to see your license.
I will review the documents in chambers.
All right, guys, moving on here in the pile. Victor Cruz, the Giants wide receiver's fiance, sent a vicious text message to all of his side pieces, advising them to get together and compare notes. Now, I thought this was weird because I had pegged Victor Cruz as gay. Murph, defend your client.
Is my client Victor?
I would say the fiance here. So this is what she said. She said, "Hello, ladies. This is Elena, Victor Cruz's fiance. You all know about me, and I seem to be the topic of conversations in all of your conversations with Vic. I'm sure he's told you many things about us and how we don't exist, but given the fact that you all meet him in hotel rooms only, we all know that it's a lie, just as he tells me that you all are whores and mean nothing to him. I figured since you all know about me, then I should introduce each one of you to each other so we can all know who we have all been fucking for the past several months. So, ladies, meet one another and feel free to exchange notes. Kisses."
I feel like
far too many characters for that type of social post. Was that not a tweet?
Judge, here's the thing.
No, that was a text message where it was a group text.
Okay,
Judge,
so you can
took
have
all
okay.
those numbers.
Judge, if I may, have you counsel, ever heard yes. the phrase beating around the bush? My client does not like to do that. And as somebody who's married to someone who doesn't like to do that, I would like to say it works. You never have to know what they're thinking. She just wanted to make a statement and let all the side pieces know, which is a phrase I used in seventh grade, but it wasn't cool then, that you cannot do this. I think it's laying it out on the line. Here it is. This is how it is. There's no, okay, yeah, you can go. There's none of that meandering. This is my man, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. Makes me, you know, want to go back to the 60s. I like it.
I'm a fan of saying it like it is.
Yeah, I know.
But due to the nature of Victor Cruz's forbidden dance that he does when he scores touchdowns, it's understandable that he would have many ladies in his life. So I'm sorry, darling, but you'll just have to deal. And I think this level of communication is a great start. So
I think it's weird that you looked me in the eye and called me darling when my client. You're obviously very sexist.
Moving on here in the pile, Adam Searle, the UCLA punter, arrested on suspicion of rape. Even weirder than the fact that he's a punter, you guessed it, he's white. Guys, not only is he the punter, but he's the backup punter. So it's going to be interesting here. I'm just narrating the trial here. Right. Do we feel sorry for him because since he's a punter, it's tough enough to get laid. Now he's the backup punter. It's just the only way you can get laid. Gentlemen.
I mean, you said a lot there. Right. I mean, I have 3 pages of notes, and 2 of my pages are about being a backup punter. I mean, this is not an easy life to live. My client has gone through a lot. He's the best punter on that team, but he's not being recognized. He kicks the ball real far with backspin. He's almost Australian. And I just think these charges are ridiculous. You're looking at a very small white man and saying he did something illegal. This is absurd. This should be thrown out.
Do we know anything about the young lady?
She's a whore.
Well, that's one way to look at
counselor, it. Counselor, that's your she's opinion. That's your thought. I'm trying to get some facts.
My
here,
client
please.
Wanted me to tell you not. She was a loving human being, but she's a whore.
15 seconds to make a you know, announcement on this here.
I will go with he's just a dirty fucker. Fuck him.
Erroneous. Erroneous.
You're going to jail.
Good. Good. That's
The team doesn't need you anyway, so.
Upper Decker does not tolerate rape.
If we have time for a quick story. I always used to make a joke about like being somebody who doesn't really have a record, how I think if I organized a bank robbery, we could get away with it. I stopped at a fucking Quickie Mart tonight to grab like a vitamin water after my game, and I gave the guy, it was like $5.31 for that and something else. I gave him $10. He literally looked in a drawer and there was no change. And he did he looked at me, and then he went under the counter and he pulled out a box of like $5,000.
He didn't even think about it.
Now, meanwhile, there's a sign on the door that says the register never carries more than 50.
Right. Correct.
So I think it's because I was wearing white socks with sandals, and he looked at me and he had a Cubs hat on. And he's like, "Oh, this guy's all right."
Right.
If his name was Mock Resch too, which could have been it could have been fake. He was loaded. I just thought that was a similar story to my client.
So that's the trick. Yeah. Instead of like, here, this is all I got in the safe, but in this fucking cardboard box.
And you know what I did when I walked out? Maybe it's a little too much Grand Theft Auto. I started looking at cameras because I'm like, if I get in a pickle in life, I'm coming back here and I'm going to rob these motherfuckers.
No, the box. Give me the box.
You didn't do any raping after, did you?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
I didn't know how this tied in. Exactly,
I don't remember.
Yeah. All right, guys. Final one here in the pile. Final one here in the pile. David Brown, Oregon State soccer player arrested for allegedly standing outside a woman's residence buck naked and masturbating. He's pleading not guilty, which is strange because either that happened or it didn't. There is no middle ground here. This is his second offense, gentlemen.
Second offense. Masturbating or not.
Yeah. Yes. Here's the thing.
What was the first time? What did they say the first time?
Well, you got to do
it. Warning.
Court documents say the 19-year-old soccer player was convicted on 2 counts of indecent exposure in Texas in July of 2014. Yeah, man, so that explains why he went to go play soccer at Oregon State. That's far away. Far away.
Yeah, I mean, normally in this case, I would defend my client. I'm going to do something really strange here, and I'm going to tell you, do not let this guy off. He's a bad human. I'm actually quitting my practice. My brother's a really successful .com going. He's a bad guy sitting next to me. I'm going to walk away from him, actually. He's pretty filthy. I would put him away for a while. Judge, what do you think?
I believe, David Brown, we will reinstate you in college.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's true. We'll just send him over to Oregon where that shit flies.
Yeah, go to a new Baylor school, buddy. Yeah, if you love your penis, then go to a new school.
The Pile.
Actually, I think 60% of these stories took place in Augusta. Ladies and gentlemen, or first
Florida.
Up here on the and this is the way we're going to roll, just like we did the last time. I'll go through the story here, and then you'll defend this clown, and then Tyshawn Prince, Judge Tyshawn Prince.
All right.
Kate, can you get Tyshawn his wooden spoon? It's his gavel.
Yeah, no, it's an important part of this whole process. It's in drawer number 2.
How do you not know where the wooden spoon is? You're a woman. It's the kitchen. Come on.
Or it might be drawer number 1.
It's possible.
There have been some emphatic rulings.
From judging so hard.
Don't lick the frosting off of it. You might get a splinter. All right, here we go. First up here in the pile, Kwame Harris, the former Niners and Raiders offensive lineman, was arrested for assaulting an officer driving under the influence of drugs and resisting arrest after falling asleep behind the wheel of a car while he was in the driveway, nonetheless. So close. According to reports, Harris tried to bite the hand of an officer.
That feeds him. Oh, no, of the officer. Okay.
Of the officer. Andy Ostroff?
Well, the officer put his hand in his mouth.
That's your defense?
No.
I mean, it could work.
He was just simply tired and pulled over to catch a snooze. He turned the motor on because it was cold outside. And then the officer put his hand in his mouth. Now, if a man puts a hand in your mouth, you bite it.
All right. Judge Tishod Prince, how do you rule against Kwame Harris?
Initially, I thought this was about Kwame Brown, former number one pick of the NBA.
Who would have just been guilty no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, look, pal, your run's over.
So I've had a lot of catching up to do on this case. So what I've been told so far sounds pretty good. Free on bail.
There we go.
All right. Yeah, we'll check in on him. That is unbelievable. Now, it doesn't say what driveway he was in, but if he's in his driveway, like, you made it, buddy.
Dude, it was not
it's
his.
It's like crossing the county line.
You're going to read more to the story. It wasn't his fucking driveway. No. He had a hit and run, pulled into a driveway and just passed the fuck out. And then his car, they were like, his car also hit and run another car on the other side of town.
Wow, I didn't get that. I did not get that in the story that I read.
That's what I read, yeah.
Well, then you defended your client because he's free on bail.
And I didn't bring that up until the verdict came in. So fuck you, legal system.
Next up here in the pile, we've got Jason Henry, the former Arkansas basketball player known as All-Star in the Pimp Game, arrested for human trafficking, prostitution charges, and sexual assault.
All right, point of clarification. What is the Pimp Game?
He literally became a pimp after college. And he's pimping out hookers.
And he played for
Arkansas. He's now 26 years old. He's accused of introducing a 14-year-old girl to prostitution. Andy Ostroff, defend this guy.
All right. Well, the 14-year-old girl, who is the key witness in this, said that All-Star promised her a 50-50 split. Now, those are not good numbers for a pimp, so obviously she's making up this story.
Was Jason Henry the inspiration for the Smash Mouth smash hit All-Star?
It might be.
That's also
a dark meaning. And if that song actually refers to this, I might like Smash Mouth because that's deep.
And it just might get him off the hook.
And it would have been cool for them to write it 10 years before this incident.
We'll do a trial extension on this one.
I'll take it to see how it plays out.
We'll see if we can get Smash Mouth on the show next week.
I bet they're not doing anything.
If they're not doing the Walworth County Fair, we'll see if we can get them in here next week. Next up here in the pile, we've got Coleman Thomas, the University of Tennessee offensive lineman, arrested after he stole an Xbox and three games from a dorm room. He then sold those three games to GameStop. Andy Ostroff, defend this client. Do we have a list of the games and what they were?
Yeah, they were Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty 4, and NBA Jam.
Oh, on Xbox they have this?
Yeah.
Wow, I might get an Xbox.
They got it on a couple different systems.
All right.
Anyways, that is actually the basis for the argument, was that Coleman bet the plaintiff, Harris Teeter, in this case that if he could beat him in NBA Jam.
Harris Teeter? Mm-hmm. The fucking grocery store in the South?
What is that? Is Harris Teeter. Is he friends?
You thought you were going to sneak that past us.
I did not. I was hoping you'd recognize it. I didn't know you would just ambush my defense with this.
Coleman Thomas, the offensive lineman for Tennessee, bet a grocery store that he could.
Is he friends with Piggly Wiggly? Yes.
Anyways, Harris Teeter was pissed that Coleman beat him in NBA Jam. And they bet the Xbox. He was like, yo, if I beat you in this, I'm going to take your Xbox. I'm going to sell it to GameStop. He said, okay, but Harris Teeter's a bitch. Oh. Called the cops.
They do have high prices.
Well, I find that actually if this young man played lacrosse and went to like a prep school, Coleman Thomas would have been a whole different characterization.
Yeah.
Per our previous shows, he would have had a very like fancy, like stuck up kind of name, and he'd be in a lot of different kind of trouble. And he probably would have been up to different, like, no good than just selling a man's fucking Xbox system. He's probably guilty.
Interesting. All right.
And so, what do you fine this man for this kind of thing? Like, pay him back for his goddamn game system.
There you go. I like it. All right, finally, the final one here in the pile. Alvin Robertson, really good on the basketball court, terrible off of it. The former NBA baller arrested for violating his pretrial bond again This time, he tested positive for meth. He's awaiting trial for child sex trafficking charges. So apparently, that's, you know, some guys go on and play basketball after school, and then after that, it's just pimping. You want to defend Alvin Robertson?
Yeah, this one is just a big misunderstanding.
A real big misunderstanding.
Yeah, it was actually, he tested positive for meth. It was secondhand meth that he got from picking up his children at his sister's house.
Judge?
I tend to agree with the defense. This one kind of falls under the auspices of the chipmunks kind of thing, and more of like the Alvin, and you know, he just kind of was up to no good, and it's fine.
We're not gonna talk about Nick Boynton.
Basically what he's saying, he was so good on the court here that you know, they're gonna cut him a break.
Well, his nickname never stuck either. The Big A. No one actually really wanted to go with that. So.
If you would have asked me like who is known as the Big A on the NBA hardwood, I would not have said Alvin Robertson. Right.
Who would you have said?
Who would you have said?
Yeah. All star Jason Henry. I would have guessed that he made it to the NBA. That's what the Big A was.
The pile.
Pile topic number one. Now you guys you kind of scoffed at this. I said Sean. Court is in session. Sean Puff Daddy Combs. I actually went online to find out.
Diddy.
No, what do they call him now? And the most recent article I could find that he changed his name back to Puff Daddy.
What a dick.
So some people are calling him Diddy, P. Diddy. But anyway, the rap mogul and draft day star was arrested after swinging a kettlebell at an intern who we're calling Steve, who was trying to stop him from assaulting the UCLA strength and conditioning coach, who was.
That dickhead from the New York Jets that got kicked out of the NFL for trying to trip that dude on the kick return.
Isn't that amazing? It's like how the priest, like you molest a kid and they're like, no
it's
worries.
Karma,
we'll send you
man.
Another,
I'm glad he got hit. What a
we'll send
dick.
You to another region of the country, right? Another archdiocese. We'll send you there. That's exactly what football is. Like, no worries. You trip a guy on the sidelines, get fired from the NFL, come on over to UCLA. And now that adds a whole nother element.
Yeah,
to
maybe
this
he
story.
Was being a dick.
Yeah, right?
Free so, P. Daddy.
So now I don't necessarily trust him. So apparently. Do you know the background? Do you guys know the background of the story?
I don't know too much, but I heard that Diddy's kid didn't show up to a few workouts or something, and then they were accusing him of loafing.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, quite frankly, Diddy's kid needs a little more size. He's smaller than Puff Diddy or whatever the fuck his name is.
Puff Daddy. I think it's Sean Puff Daddy Combs now.
I'm looking at, and at least he does spell Sean correctly, which I, God, I... Makes me like him, I guess, more. But
and Combs. And Combs is spelled correctly.
And Sean Jean.
There is the B in there. The B is silent, but it's in there.
Yeah. But his kid could use a little more. He's smaller.
Was him Justin
than,
Combs?
Than P. Diddy. Like, if you look at the photos, the father-son photos, like, they did all, like, I'm just like, no, man. You should not be skipping workouts because you need to bulk up, buddy. Like,
right.
He's like a 158.
So do you think that that's the issue here, that he's like, my dad's P. Diddy or Puff Daddy,
yeah.
So I don't have to do it?
I think
so,
that's kind
so
of
this
it.
Is,
well, maybe it's
according
like Mike
to,
James's plus, kid at fucking Texas Tech.
He
or
did
Craig James. Craig
yep,
James.
Craig James, yeah.
And he did comment. He's like, my dad's always there to bail me out. He's always got my
Did
back.
He really say that?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so apparently what this is what one, like, there are numerous sources who say that this is what happened.
It's also
so,
a video, apparently.
So what's it? How do you pronounce his name? Sal Alosi?
Yeah,
Alosi, Sal Alosi. So he was like just riding Combs the whole time, and then eventually said, "Get off the field," you know. So he pulled him from the field. So Combs didn't like seeing his kid get berated. So he goes to the locker room, and he entered Alosi's office while Alosi was on the phone. And Alosi asked Combs to wait a moment while he finished the call. Many sources who were in the locker room witnessed an angered Diddy enter Alosi's office, rattling off expletives at the coach. Alosi then instructed interns who were immediately outside his office to alert campus security. A still incensed Diddy then came around Alosi's desk, saying that he would get campus security on Alosi's desk phone. Alosi then, according to witnesses, put up his hand in a non-threatening way and instructed Combs to get his father out of the office. So Combs' kid, hey, get P. Diddy out of here. Diddy then walked into Alosi's hand and told Alosi not to put his hands on him. And then later, the interns came back in. He grabbed the kettlebell, swung the kettlebell, and they're saying that he used force with a deadly weapon toward the intern, not toward Alosi. So of course, Puff Daddy's camp comes out today and said, "No, everything's bullshit. He was acting in self defense and trying to protect his kid."
No, I don't buy this, and I'm a little disappointed in the strength and conditioning coach, because I feel like he should have been able to stand up to like kind of an old ass P. Diddy.
45.
He should have been able to take care of both
like
of them.
Older. He's nearly 50, I think.
Ah.
Yeah, like he should have been able to handle himself, I think, a little better. But yeah, you're gonna have a hard time. I don't know if any defense is coming for.
No,
Sean Puff Daddy Combs.
I don't think so. How do you rule?
Even though he spells his name correctly, he's an ass.
Guilty
of throwing kettle balls and being dangerous.
Kettle balls.
All right, moving on here in the pile. Pretty much the entire LSU football team was suspended after they were arrested for felony burglary charges in two separate incidents. It's technically four players, but one of those players was starting quarterback Anthony Jennings. Prosecutor or defense attorney Ostroff, do you have a defense for these guys?
Yeah, man. Pay these guys. They went off to steal shit. It's the NCAA's fault. Blame the institution, dude. Yeah.
You know what I always wonder about like when how many kids got rejected from LSU?
0%.
Does anybody get rejected from LSU?
You mean from just general student body?
Right.
I
got rejected. I couldn't get in. Like I had like a 2.8 grade point average in high school,
in-state?
But I didn't do any. Yeah.
In-state?
Yeah.
No one.
They probably don't reject anybody.
Well, because
it would just be heartbreaking if I got rejected from the university, but find out that these guys get in.
Well, because they can play football better than you.
Correct. So do you have a defense for this? Boy.
Yeah,
this,
I said blame this is the institution.
Okay. T-Sean, how do you rule?
NCAA is at fault here. Pay these boys.
Did they have weapons in this part of their...
I don't think so.
They need to steal weapons so they can have
weapons.
They
got to steal weapons first. It's just a poor burglary.
Weapons? Well, that might show a certain level of cleverness that I'm not giving them credit for. No, I'll rule in their favor. I think pay the athletes.
Yeah.
God, this is the judge. Les Miles has to get a hold of Judge T'Shawn Phillips.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't have a judge in his pocket in that state.
You're the kind of judge that they are talking about in that outside the line reports about these Florida and Florida State players who get away with literally murder. They need a judge like you down there.
In this case, strictly burglary.
I'll tell you what, if this voiceover thing doesn't work out, we're going to get you a judgeship down in like, you know, Biloxi.
Biloxi,
Mississippi.
It's by the water. I like that.
All right, moving on here. Not really an athlete because she's a cheerleader, but formerly the oldest cheerleader in the NFL, Molly Shattuck, pleaded guilty to fourth-degree rape for blowing a 15-year-old classmate of her son's in November. She'll have to register as a sex offender in Delaware for the next 25 years, and she faces up to 15 years in prison. However, by pleading guilty, she had like eight other counts, including like a third-degree rape charge dropped. Do you have a defense for this?
Same kid?
It's not rape if it's the greatest day of this 15-year-old's life.
It's going to be tough to rule against
that. She just blew him. I mean, come on.
Right.
Well, and I'm not like, what do you want me to, like, it feels like she's already... I mean, it feels like she's being penalized already. I mean, I don't know really what to say. I say
there's gotta be enough wrong with you if you want to have sex with a 15-year-old dude.
I mean, let her free if she's got to have all this other shit happen to her. Oh, faces up to 15, so she's not been convicted yet.
No, yeah, sentencing is like in August or something. So, well,
is that 1 year for every year the boy has been alive?
Oh my God, that'd be unbelievable.
What a poetic judge.
Oh, yeah. I know. You know, I don't want to try to sway your judgeship. You know, I respect your courtroom for the most part.
I'm very learned about the law.
But you know, hey, look, when I was 15. I knew not to go to like an adult's
I would have
house,
taken 15 years in jail
to
get blown by Molly Shattuck at 15 years old.
You know, I wasn't a good looking kid either, but my buddy's mom was never asking me to go to a vacation house. But if she did ask me to go to a vacation house, I probably would have had a pretty good idea what she wanted to do, and I would have gone.
Friends' moms were as hot as her.
Yeah. Right. Well, a former cheerleader? Come on.
I mean, she was probably still looking pretty good back then. I did see this story and a photo of her. She looked more like has-been librarian at this point.
She's
looking.
Still somebody's
fantasy. That doesn't bode well for her because she should try and dial herself up as much as possible
super
because they seem to get lighter sentences.
I'm super into has-been librarian porn, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
All right, one more here in the pile. This is a really serious crime here, probably the most serious we've ever had here on the pile. Syracuse University lacrosse player Brad McKinney. was arrested at 3:37 a.m. recently trying to pull up some dude's mailbox from the ground. I guess they actually did pull it up from the ground but then replaced it. So as they're pulling up the mailbox, the police got called. They quickly replaced it by the time police got there. Everyone else ran, but apparently McKinney, I don't know how he made a D1 program, especially one like the one they have at Syracuse. I don't know how he got caught. He had a bottle of Jaeger and a can of Pabst on him at the time. Any defense for him, Ostra?
No, because the second you said he played lacrosse, I knew he was guilty.
that's pretty airtight.
Mr. McKinney, it's good to have people on your side. It's not uncommon, this type of behavior, and really felt like he was slowed down by the booze he was carrying. Otherwise, I figure he would have been pretty quick. I mean, a lacrosse player.
I mean, how big was the can of Pabst? Let's say was it 40 ounces?
Yeah, yeah.
How big?
Yeah, he had a 40 ounce of Pabst in his front pocket and a handle of
a couple pulls left on Jaeger. Yeah. He probably was just contemplating which one he should have dropped. And
can you buy a handle
long.
Of Jaeger?
I think he was just really upset about the fact that someone else had been getting his mail. So actually, I'm okay. Brad, you're all right.
The fact that he went to Syracuse has nothing to do with the fact that Brad McKinney just got off scot-free.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.